to study here?
I studied jazz with John up there.
You studied jazz? You mean they teach that?
Well, no, actually, I started.
I don't think you could teach that. I thought either born
up here, so
yeah.
He's a friend of mine. Be careful of him.
Yeah. Which club was that?
It was called the Jazz Cafe.
The Jazz Cafe, fantastic.
It burnt down.
Yes, too bad about that. And I wasn't around when that happened, so.
That's a good thing. I think they were looking at you for that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And now you can do like a Michael Jackson Cafe or something.
That's a great idea. You want to pair up with me with that?
Yeah, no, I think Robbie is the man there. Just have him play there.
You can do that.
On weekends, anyhow. Very nice. And your name is?
My name is Richard.
Richard. Yes. Nice to meet you, Richard.
My wife, Sarah.
Sarah, how are you, Sarah?
Good.
Hi, how are you?
She won the quiz on our... Yeah. We came to see...
About 4 years ago, I won the...
Did you get all your stuff?
Yes, it was awesome.
Good. Thank you. You're the first person who said that.
Excellent.
Awesome is not usually associated with our prizes because we don't have like the big cash prizes. How do we do it? You know, because that's why I give away the answers, because there's no point in you know, for these quiz, you know, lawn ornaments for the most part. For years, we gave away lawn, the little bendy over lady with the polka dot pants. And that was us. That was my innovation in public broadcasting. First time that was offered on the public airwaves, little bendy over lady with polka dot pants. You don't see those in. Yes, I'm sorry.
Here's a card for you, and I thought that there would be this big box that you put cards in, sort of like at a wake.
Well, we should have had one of those boards with little pictures of me in various poses. We got the big ones, and one is down already. So, thank you very much. That's very kind of you. Rob Starbuck is here, and who's the early morning guy here in Madison. Rob, are you still here? Yeah, it's bedtime, Rob. Go home. That's what Tim Krieger is saying here. How can Rob Starbuck still be awake? He stood. He's awake. That was you. Okay, yeah. No, that's pretty amazing. What time do you get up usually, Rob? No, what time do you get up? Not 1:30 is not the answer. Yes. Your wife is Joy Cardine. That's why you get up at 1:30? Well, I guess that explains something. I don't know exactly what, though. How will the corn yield be this year? Well, we've got the corn agronomist here with us, Joe Lauer from Wanakee. And how is the corn? It looks good when you drive around. There seems to be all kinds of it. Well, come on down here, will you, Joe Lauer, corn agronomist. Are you strictly corn, or are you soybeans on the side? You never wanted to go into ornamental vegetable, Brussels sprouts, or?
No, just corn.
It's always been corn for you.
Well, not always, but the last 16 years, 17th season here. So.
All right, but before corn, what was there?
Well, I was in Wyoming, and...
I don't think that's the right answer to that question.
So they don't grow a lot of corn there, but they barley and sugar beets.
So you were in the sugar beets before corn?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Were you as in love with sugar beets as you now are with corn?
Oh, corn's much better.
Okay. All right. What first attracted you to corn?
It's a very unique plant. It's
like the tasseling out thing?
Well, yeah, cool. Yeah, that's neat.
Do school kids still in Wanakee go out and detassel, or?
Yeah, that's a big part of producing corn seed and breeding corn. Yeah,
producing students in Wanakee, really. That's got to do that for credit, I think. Right.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Why do they detassel them?
Well, that's
they can't have sex. Is that the idea that you don't want your corn because it's hybrid and you don't want to breed them with other lowbreds?
No, they need. They need to have sex in the field.
We have to talk this way in front of my anniversary crowd. Joe, I know you're a corn agronomist, but are you a corn apologist as well?
I was afraid of this.
How is this? Well, you asked the question, and I am definitely, because you drive around and it seems like it's higher than an elephant's eye these days.
Right. We're having
a good year.
We're having a great year this year. The initial yields came out, and it's six bushels past the record. So.
Can you ever have too much corn?
Not lately.
A corn glut? Are you worried about a corn glut?
Not. We can handle most of it.
What if there's too much corn? There's no place to put it. What do you do with it?
Well, we can. There's
shoot it from guns.
Right now,
popcorn.
Right now, there's a lot being used for ethanol.
Ethanol. Okay. Well, that's very good. And are you in that end of it too?
Not really. I'm more on the farmer end, just helping produce it.
So, I mean, when you say you help produce it, what do you, actually walk out in the fields and advise the farmers?
Well, kind of. We do research in the field. And then
you do any work out there? You say you help. You're not actually out there furrowing and whatever they have to do.
I have a good crew, but then in the wintertime, we do a lot of educational programs.
Okay. So you stay out of the field, actually, and field work. I'm saying that's the benefit of going into to being a corn agronomist, as opposed to being a corn farmer.
I do my share, but
you got to plant and harvest the stuff, and then you got to blow it up into those silos and all that stuff.
Yeah, well, they do all the work for sure, but we do our share with what we do.
All right, well, you're doing a good thing. You're wearing a shirt and everything. Wisconsin Corn Growers Association. Very nice to meet you. I'm glad it's a good year, and it's a good year for corn agronomists as well. Obviously, you're doing very well. Go back and sit down now. Try to forget about this. Favor of corn. Linda, will I ever get a life? Linda, where are you, and can we help in any way? I don't... Oh, hi, Linda. What's the matter, honey? What is it?
Well, my friend asked me that question earlier because I couldn't figure out a question, so when she asked me, won't you ever get a life? You can't even think of a question. I thought,
okay.
Ask that.
Actually, you have a life.
No, I don't.
Well, what sort of a life is it that you would like to have that you don't?
I don't know. You've got to figure that out.
Well, I don't know enough about you.
Neither do I.
You know, we'll come back to this, I think. I can see this is not something I can just glance over and think I'm done with it. This is going to come back and haunt me, I think. Yes, okay. You know, okay, well, it's nice to meet you, though.
Yes, nice to meet you. Yes,
okay. You look well. You look very nice. And you look like you have a life. Yeah, I could swear. I would say this is one with a life if I saw you. Do you remember the details of around your last taxi fare? Morgan McKenna? Machina. Were you my last taxi fare?
I don't know. Was I?
I don't know. Were you in my taxi ever?
No, I just heard rumors that you were a taxi driver before you...
Yes. Yes, you heard
the... Where?
In Madison. No, here. I'm a legendary cab driver. I'm the phantom cab driver. I keep driving around, not picking up fares, but... I used to flee from fares. That was my cab driving experience. And if this goes south, like if 25 is it, I still have my taxi license. Yeah, that's to fall back on. So, yeah, I thought maybe you were in my cab.
I came here in
84. Yeah, okay. They can't saying so.
I came here in 1984.
No, just write me, will you? Write me. Or email me. Look, go backstage, get my email, and we'll talk about this. Did you drive cab ever? Played poker with her cab drivers. Yeah, that's not a coincidence, I'll tell you the truth. All right, we're going to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz because, you know, only one guy got a chance last time, and so that's not fair. I don't think that's fair. Is that fair? That's not fair. What, you? You brought a book to read and I'm supposed to pick you? What is that book you're reading? Huh? Why are you holding the book with your finger in the spot that it was at? How would you know where his spot was? All right, come here a second. You don't need a life, do you? Because I got one here I'm trying to... You could have her life, and she could take yours, and it would be a win-win. How are you?
Great. I'm great, thanks.
You were holding his... Why were you holding his book?
That's my son's book, and I tend to hold his book for him.
It's a big book.
It is.
What is he reading there?
Some fantasy book, I don't know.
Oh, The Gathering Storm? Fantasy? What kind of... Science fiction, or...? I don't know. What is fantasy?
I don't know. Okay. I don't read
it. I remember having them. I don't remember what they were. But I don't think they were good, necessarily, for a mother to be indulging her son in.
But, not that.
Your finger in his fantasy book is not what we like to see.
No. Actually, 10 years ago, we came, and he was much younger, and he brought his Harry Potter book, and you started the show and came in and talked to him about it.
Oh, I did.
Yes, you did.
And it led to this, did it?
There's
even a larger book now. That's like twice Harry Potter.
I said to him, you can't bring a book, and he said, why not? I did last time.
Yeah. And it's fans. Why is the band playing a number? Have we gone off the air without telling me? Yes. Oh, no, go ahead, John. It was good.
They're very good.
So what is your name?
My name is Nancy Cadigan.
Nancy, and Nancy, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because when I was here 10 years ago, my sister and I made a bet who would get to play, and then you talked to my son, and you didn't talk to either my sister or myself.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's my turn now.
Nancy's turn. It's her turn, ladies and gentlemen, with Nancy Cadogan. And now here is your host, Nancy Cadogan. Come up this way, if you would, Nancy. Okay. Have a seat there, if you would. This water, I think, is untouched. I don't think Andy had that. Get well quick card there. 25 years, and I hope you recover from it. Yes. Okay, you okay with that, Nancy? You should have thought about the headphone problem that you would have if you ever got on the quiz, because it's
there you,
you
go.
Don't really need them unless you actually want to hear
show. Hearing is good.
Yeah, hearing is not a bad thing. So what the field are you in, Nancy, or what endeavor?
I'm actually career changing. I was
you are.
In IT for 30 years.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm trying.
Was there IT 30 years ago?
Yeah, there was actually. Now I'm a student and I'm trying to get into pharmacy school.
Pharmaceuticals?
Yeah. Okay. I'm a pharm tech now at Mercy Hospital in Dubuque.
Oh, well, how wonderful. So Dubuque is where you live?
Yep, currently, yep.
We're going to be out there, you know.
Oh, really?
You could wait till we came to you. And
well, both times I've come here to Madison.
And where's your sister? Is she here?
She lives in near Chicago.
Oh, so she couldn't make the trip?
She didn't even know about it.
She didn't?
We didn't invite her this time.
Do you
time.
Communicate with your sister?
I do. Ever, I love my sister, Sharon Cadogan, very much.
You know, you got your headphones are pointing outward.
Oh, that's why I can't hear.
They should
hear.
Point towards your head. So you can.
Oh, now I can hear in both ears.
No, I do the same thing, and I'm a seasoned radio professional. I'm just saying it. If you're wondering
it's
why.
Amazing. That
yes.
works better.
That's
that way.
Better that way. Well, very good. And how's that going? Pretty good?
Yeah, pretty well.
You like pharmaceuticals?
You know, professionally, yes.
Yes, of course. That's the only way I look at them. This is for the profession, you know. And you,
exactly. Yes.
Okay. And Nancy, someone out there plays along with you. You know how this works. And
yes.
This is something you've been waiting for all these years.
Yeah.
And so it's a big thing.
This is an encore performance, so don't call today, but save your call for another time.
Okay, here's another one, a little audio clip here. From current events, 1985. Riding the top of the charts throughout 1985, this artist lowered his standards somewhat for this song. We all know who the artist is, and this is one song that never did climb the charts, but we all know the artist who did this particular number. Yes, that's the non-hit I Want to Be Your Underwear from 1985 by an artist who actually had a lot of hits that were somewhat of a higher caliber. Not by much, frankly, personally, but that's just a personal opinion. Let's go to the phones right now and find out if they know who that artist was, a big artist in 1985. George is on the line from Superior. How are you, George?
The only thing I can think of is Boy George.
Boy George. No, it would have been a good fit for him. I want to be your underwear, but I'm afraid that wasn't it. Thanks, though. That laugh there, you know. Deborah's in the UP overseas.
Hi.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Michael.
How are you?
I wrote a poem for you while I was waiting on the line.
Oh, let's hear it then.
Want to hear it? Okay.
Sure.
Let's see here. Michael Feldman has a show. There isn't much he doesn't know. Let me see here. Oh, I can't read it now. I just wrote it. He's from Wait a minute. It was in Milwaukee. He got his start. He sounds a lot like Bob Newhart.
Oh, that was a
there
close
isn't
one.
There's much more I can say, okay. But have a happy, wonderful anniversary.
Whoa, isn't that sweet, Deborah?
That's the best I could do in 3 minutes.
I probably would let you play even if you didn't know that was Brian Adams doing.
Brian Adams.
What?
That was not
yes, Brian Adams. That's right. Holy cow! I want to be your underwear.
He wouldn't dare do anything.
That's
like
on
that.
The best of.
I'm thinking Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah. No. Well, it's a good thing we didn't ask that. Deborah, you qualified for the quiz. Congratulations with your poetry.
Oh,
first time
thank
that's
you.
Been done. That was so good for spur of the moment too. Deborah, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi,
Nancy.
Deborah.
This is Deborah. What do you do up there in UP, Deborah?
I'm a horticulturist. I do gardening.
Oh, you do?
Yep.
Okay. What do you horticulture?
I love anything. Everything. Trees.
Corn?
Garden.
You like corn at all?
Nope.
Oh, too bad. I got a guy here I could hook you up with, and he's just...
I like corn, but I don't like growing it.
No, okay.
It's not attractive enough.
I found it very attractive, actually. A nice field of corn is very attractive to me. That's just me. Deborah and Nancy, you are a team. Jim Packard, what are the categories?
Categories of current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Deborah, you pick the first one.
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends could be anything, yes. Badgers, once again, since we are here at UW. Are badgers among the 9 states with adult obesity over 30%, or leave us alone already?
Way over 30%.
I think, yeah, over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm afraid you're wrong. Actually, we are at 26% and holding. I'm sorry for you, but I'm happy for us. Yeah.
I'm happy for us also.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're plummeting. We're plummeting. The UP, I don't know. It's going pretty good up there as far as that goes.
Well, we don't have as many cows, so I'm thinking there's not as much ice cream, but.
Okay. Okay.
No, right. One wrong.
Or what's left there, Jim?
Current events, people, places, school, or science.
Nancy?
Places.
Places, okay. Well, this is a comeback trail here. We're going to do it. Number one town for dogs. Is it Fort Bragg, California, Madison, Wisconsin, or Provincetown, Massachusetts? Rated the number one town for dogs. This is a poll of dogs.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm guessing Madison, since we're here in
Well,
that would be, you know, the logical thing, but I could have thrown you
a curveball.
Thank you, Jim, for finishing my sandwich. Surprisingly, we're not married, and yet you do. or Provincetown, Massachusetts.
No, maybe Massachusetts.
Provincetown, Massachusetts, yay! Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, Deborah, unless you disagree.
No, I agree.
Yes, Provincetown. Madison is number 3, though, actually. So that's pretty good. But, you know, it's not the top. And
one right, one wrong.
Okay. What's left there, Jimmy?
Current events, people, school, or science?
Deborah?
Science.
Science it is. All right. At the University of Wisconsin, research in this particular field of stirring of the oceans. The question is, how much of the stirring of the ocean is caused by all the little thingies swimming in it? As you know, the ocean is always moving. Is it because of all those things? Is it a third, a half, or no one's ever measured it?
Oh, someone has got to have measured it. They measure everything.
Okay, so a third or a half of the stirring in the ocean caused by the little thingies in it.
A third?
A third?
I'm thinking that. That sounds good.
A third is right, yes, one third. And that was studied here in the math department. Once again, it's higher math.
There you go.
Higher math.
Two right, one wrong.
Discover that. And so what's left there?
Current events, people, and school.
Okay.
Let's go with school.
School, and something you should have learned, had been paying attention. Physics. Physics for Freaks, my big course here in physics at the University of Wisconsin, 1969. Physics for Freaks. When throwing a projectile from the roof of Bascom Hall, the equation VG equals VG0 minus GT. Will calculate what?
Can we ask that physicist you talked to earlier?
That's a great idea.
I have no idea what those letters and numbers meant.
Okay. Velocity, I guess.
Velocity,
okay.
Yeah. Gravity.
So what's the question again?
Yes.
When you throw velocity, something off gravity, a roof.
Throwing a projectile, what is that formula there actually calculate?
I like how far it's going to go.
Yeah, and how fast it's going to hit the ground.
Jim?
Yes, of course.
Yes, we can accept that. Velocity and impact over time. Congratulations. You passed Physics for Freaks, and you win the quiz.
That's right. Deborah, you and a companion will come down to Milwaukee for a performance at the Pabst Theater, National Historic Landmark of Beauty and Opulence, operating continuously since 1895. And for sustenance, come to Madison and enjoy the Portobello Restaurant, known for its pasta, homemade Italian dinners, pizza,
Portobello,
steaks, and seafood for over 40 years. Nancy, you've won not one song, not two, not ten, but 2,500 songs of your choice to download from broadjam.com, one of the world's largest websites for independent music, and then pamper yourself with a night stay at the Arbor House Bed and Breakfast, an environmental inn on the National Historic Register, located across the street from the UW Arboretum. Originally known as the Plow Inn, where guests in the 19th century could plow in and stagger out. And both of you will also have as souvenir a miniature of the iconic Union Terrace chair from the Wisconsin Union Terrace Essential Store, along with the fashion statement red and white baseball shirt celebrating 25 years of What Do You Know, the much-coveted Feldmingo Silver Jubilee Quarter, a Jubilee patch of the quarter to sew on your college blazer, and the runaway hit CD compilation distillation, The First 25 Are the Hardest, featuring cover art by Nora Feldman of Michael as Miss Liberty poking through the ice of Lake Mendota. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Nancy.